Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we're going to have a very special guest, the promoter and owner of Heroes and Legends Pro Wrestling, the man who puts on Heroes and Legends Fan Fest twice a year, I do believe, if my memory serves me correctly, which sometimes it's a little shaky. But his name is Jason Maples. And when he calls in, we will put him right on the air to talk about the big upcoming Heroes and Legends Fan Fest this Sunday, April 9th, the Allen County War Memorial in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You will see such legends as, Jerry Lawler, Ric Flair, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and I mean, there is just a list of absolute legends that will be on this at this fan fest. So when our guest calls in, we will let him tell us all about it and how these fan fests got started, which is something I'm really interested in knowing, because I think fan fests are an awesome way for fans to connect with their heroes. Personally, I've never been to one, but that is more due to health issues than desire to, because I am, anybody that knows me knows I'm a true old school wrestling fan. I see a lot of people calling in. I'm just waiting for our guest to call in and press that one button. And I will hopefully get him on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, I do believe he just popped on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, here to promote Heroes and Legends 8, Jason Maples, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
You know, if I was doing any better, I couldn't possibly stand it.
That's the kind of attitude I like to have from a guest.
Yeah, for sure, man.
So let's, before we get into this Sunday, let's go back, and I'm sure, I know I am interested in knowing, and I'm sure my listeners are interested in knowing, how did Heroes and Legends...
Well, you know, for a number of years, we had the EWF, based out of Marion, Indiana, and, you know, ran shows every Saturday night for about 13 years, then moved up to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and was still trying to do shows every week, and then I happened to notice that there were some feds on the East Coast, and, you know, typically around WrestleMania time, there was a bunch of companies that would have these fan fests. And I thought, you know, I think that's something we can do here in the Midwest. No one had ever tried it. And, so I decided, you know, I think I was going to try to do it. And I thought, you know, maybe I need to rebrand what I got going on, and, you know, thought of a bunch of different names. And, you know, I thought we're going to bring all the wrestlers in that are, you know, some people look up to as their heroes, but I want to mix it up with a bunch of the legends, you know, from the past. And so I just called it Heroes and Legends. And we had our first event in 2013, March of 2013, with, you know, Bret the Hitman Hart, and Ted DiBiase, Jimmy Snuka, Demolition. It was a great show, Tatanka. And it really took off, and so I decided to keep doing it. And here we are, you know, April 2017. We're on show number 8. And, you know, we're just having a great time doing these events.
That's great. Like I said, I think fan fests are a great thing. And, yeah, most of them are on the coasts, and it's a little bit difficult for Midwest people to get to.
For sure, for sure.
So, okay, let's talk about this year. You've got guys like Ric Flair, like I said, Ricky Steamboat, Jerry Lawler, who's actually wrestling in a match.
For sure.
What are some of the other names?
Well, like you said, we've got the Nature Boy Ric Flair, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Jerry the King Lawler, Mr. Anderson, Hornswoggle, Kickatoro. We've got Adam Rose, who now apparently calls himself Kruger. We've got our longtime wrestler in Heroes and Legends, Kongo Kong, who is now also an official Impact star. Actually, our heavyweight champion, Ryback. Got Chase Stevens coming in, Rob Conway, Robbie E., Matt Stryker, Shannon Moore, Kevin Thorne, Bushwhacker Luke, Tracy Smothers, Madman Pondo. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've got tons of great vendor guests, along with our platinum guests. And the cool thing is, too, you know, doors open at 12, and at 1 o'clock sharp, we're going to have an event within an event. We've got Girl Fight happening, be about 6 or 7 ladies' matches during the Fan Fest. Then kicking off right before our, you know, main show starts at 5, we will have a 30-man Rumble-style match where the winner will get to kind of cash in an opportunity anytime they want, either this Sunday, or they can hold on to the opportunity anytime they want to cash in for any title in Heroes and Legends. So that'll be amazing as well. Again, the doors open at 12, and from 12 to 5, you know, all the wrestlers will be set up at tables doing autographs and photo ops. So there's, you know, opportunities for you to meet, you know, Ric Flair, Jerry Lawler, Adam Rose, whoever you want to meet. They will be set up at tables, and you can, you know, get a photo with them, get their autograph, get stuff signed, just pretty much whatever. We've got vendors that have action figures and Ric Flair robes and just everything you can think of wrestling related, as well as several vendors who are non-wrestling related, such as Harley Davidson, and we got Sport Clips, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, all kinds of vendors that are there with their wares or things that you can purchase.
That sounds interesting. I actually considered trying to come over as a guest myself.
Yeah.
But due to financial and health issues, I wasn't able to make that a reality.
Right on. Well, we're going to be rolling back around Indianapolis July 8th and hopefully sometime in October back here in Fort Wayne. So maybe an opportunity will present itself for you to get our way one of those dates.
Could be. You talked about the Rumble. Are there any names in there that some listeners might recognize?
There's a list that's available on the website. One name that just stepped in was Tracy Smothers. He's going to be in the Rumble. We've got a guy coming in from Japan who was like a roommate or something from Kikuturo. His name's the Ginger Dragon. We've got Anthony Toatelli. We've got Eli McFly. I opened the doors pretty much for a lot of independent guys that had never wrestled for Heroes and Legends before. So, you know, some of the guys, traveling as far as New Jersey, and got a guy coming up from Florida, Atlanta, California. You know, they're all trying to vie to get a spot here at Heroes and Legends. But they can check out www.heroesandlegendswrestling.com, and absolutely all the information is on the website.
Yeah, if you're listening out there and want some information, you can go to that website. I actually went and looked on Facebook, and I've got a list of just a few of the matches that I
sure
thought were especially interesting. You got Ryback versus Kongo Kong with two fairly big men. I hope you reinforce the ring a little bit.
Absolutely.
Mr. Anderson versus a guy I'm somewhat familiar with, who's been a guest on this show at least once, Nick Cutler.
For sure, that should be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hornswoggle versus Eric Smalls. Now, anybody who's watched wrestling knows about Hornswoggle. I've personally never heard of Eric Smalls. What can you tell me about him?
Eric is probably by far one of the coolest little dudes I've ever met in my life. He actually, the first time I saw him work or wrestle, he tag teamed with Road Dogg, and he was a mini gun. You know, he was like the Billy Gunn midget, and or LP, if we're being politically correct. He's really awesome. I look for this to be one of the coolest matches of the night, and it's actually, we're debuting the mini title. So, you know, we've got our heavyweight title held by Ryback, our tag titles held by Team Legendary. Our cruiserweight title is Sugar Dunkerton. Our ladies title is Randy West. And then we've got the minis title up for grabs. So, you know, it's going to be all titles on the line, and, you know, some may change, all may change, none may change. It's going to be an unpredictable evening, and pretty exciting.
Now, one of the ladies' matches I noticed, I actually took a special interest in, is Randy West versus Paloma Starr, as you said, the ladies' title.
And we actually just monkey wrench in that. You know, Randy West and Paloma Starr, they got into a heated argument at two different events in the last, 3 weeks or so. One where, you know, half the locker room had to pull them apart. And so we've assigned a special guest referee for that match, Hardcore Heather Owens. We put a no DQ sanction on this match because, quite honestly, I think this is going to go all over the building, and these two ladies are really going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight.
With Hardcore Heather Owens, who I've known for years, involved in that, I'd be afraid that might turn into a triple threat match. She, I've seen her as a referee get right into the action.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't put it past her. However, she is wearing the stripes for the evening. What she says goes, and, you know, hopefully she'll be able to contain these other two ladies in the ring. If not, you know, falls count anywhere, no DQ, no holds barred, whatever happens, happens. I'm actually going to make sure that I pull myself aside so I can watch that match myself.
That it sounds like, an amazing match. Actually, every match that I've seen on this card looks like an amazing match.
I'll tell you another one, man, and I don't know if you caught this one, but Jake Oman, who is just on his way back from Japan, he's facing up with Ricardo Rodriguez. And I'm going to tell you what, like, WWE slept on Ricardo Rodriguez because he really could have done something in the WWE, and I'm quite surprised that he was available to be a free agent again. That man is quite talented. And now Jake Oman, you know, with another tour of Japan under his belt, he's going to be a difficult one to beat. So both these guys, they've just got a rough battle ahead of them come Sunday.
Yeah, Jake Oman, another guy that I'm somewhat familiar with. He's one of the most talented guys. I'm surprised that nobody has signed him for a major company. Even Ring of Honor,
yeah,
I think,
sure,
would absolutely.
Sure.
But it looks like there's somebody that might actually want to ask a question. So I'm
okay.
going to go to this caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Ace, buddy, what's going on? Jason, how you doing, my friend?
How are you? Who's this?
This sounds
Chaz,
like Carl Stone to me.
What's going on?
I'm hearing somebody talk over somebody else. I'm not sure who I'm talking to.
This is Carl Stone from Ringmaster.
Okay, what's going on, man?
What was your last year?
What's that?
We was there last year.
Okay. Did you have a good time?
We did an interview with you. Yeah, we did an interview with you.
Oh, yeah, okay, out there on the sofa.
Right.
Fantastic. Yeah, I remember that, man. You guys are going to be here on Sunday, right?
Yes, we will be here on Sunday. You know, we already got our tickets. And I you said, all the matches are good. The girl fight matches are good. Even the main ones are good. And like you said, Jason, they I don't know why WWE slept on Ricardo. He's a good wrestler.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. Ricardo, we were bummed out that he didn't make the last one. So we were very excited when he let us know he was available to come up to, number 8.
Wow. Well, here's my question, and I don't know if you're going to answer this. Since the GM is no longer there, is there going to be an official full-time GM for Heroes of Legends?
Well, let me just say that this Sunday, before the main show starts at 5 o'clock, going to introduce our new general manager.
Wow.
I can't really give you any more details than that.
Okay. Like I said, we'll be there Sunday with bells on, tickets ready, and hopefully Ric Flair signed his doll.
For sure.
Yeah. And Ace, and like I said, Ace, if you have not gone to Heroes of Legends, we went last year. It was off the chain. It was awesome. And now this one right here, this Sunday, Heroes of Legends 8, is going to be glorious.
Well, I Well,
I can't wait to see you guys in the future.
This is going to be the most awesome show because you booked one of the best guys into the Rumble that you could get, and that is Eric Fallen.
Yeah, Eric's a good guy, man. I just I met him a month or so ago down in Ohio at a Bobby Fulton show.
You better watch out for him because you might want to book him as one of your other people to come on a regular basis because he's going to blow your mind with his wrestling.
Well, fantastic. I look forward to it. You know, it's any man's game in the Battle Royal. Whoever wins, I mean, if it's Eric, you know, then of course he can cash in a shot at any title on the show, either on Sunday or any of our events. But, you know, you never know. I mean, if he gets in there and the fans get behind him, I mean, certainly we'll talk about bringing him back up, even if he doesn't win the Rumble.
Well, like she said, there's Ed Foley, there's Super Oprah, there's Eddie Gonzalez.
And Tim Lutz.
Tim Lutz, and who's the fifth? Mr. Fitness.
All of them.
Any of the five can win the rumble. Any of the five.
I have to agree. Any of those five can win the Rumble. So I want to thank Charles and Andrea for both calling in. I'm going to put you guys on hold. And those two are kind of hard to follow.
a little bit.
But they did bring up a few really good names that you have in your Rumble. Eric Fallen, one of my personal favorites. Lightning Tim Lutz, another personal favorite of mine. Somebody I'm very familiar with.
Right.
So, Jerry Lawler versus Drew Skills. That's going to be, to me, I think that's going to be, I mean, everybody knows Jerry Lawler is one of the best wrestlers ever. And
sure.
Drew Skills is, to me, one of the most impressive big men in this area.
For sure, Drew Skills, our very first champion, he was the last EWF champion, and the same night that we closed the doors on the EWF, he became the first champion for Heroes and Legends. And, you know, he held the belt for, you know, over 1,400 days.
Wow.
Quite a feat. And, you know, Ryback took him pillar to post, and, you know, he was the better man at the last event. Drew got on the bad side of Vicky Guerrero, and she was our general manager for the night, and she kind of laid down the law that, you know, he was not going to be able to get a title rematch at Heroes and Legends 8. And Jerry Lawler did a little interview online talking about taking on any opponent, and Drew Skills jumped right in there and said he was going to show the king how it's done in Heroes and Legends. You know, it's a big pill to swallow for Drew, you know, but also, you know, for Jerry, because Drew is quite a force to be reckoned with as well.
Absolutely. It appears we have another caller who actually wants to chime in.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Kyle from Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of Mr. Anderson. Hello, Jason Maples.
How are you, Kyle?
I can't wait to come to Heroes and Legends 8. I've been at the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, now the 8th. I come from Green Bay. I bring my posse down. I'm bringing two people that never were there, my friend Kurt and his dad. It's his birthday. I can't wait to see all my friends in Fort Wayne, Indiana. and my buddy, Mr. Anderson. Wait for it, Anderson.
Right? Did you say Mr. Anderson?
Yep.
Anderson?
Wait for it. Yeah, Mr. Anderson, Anderson, formerly as Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy in WWE.
Oh, never a dull moment with you, Kyle.
Yep, I can't wait, brothers. It'll be fun.
It's
always
a
great
time, man.
Jason Maples does a great job. I recommend a lot of people that are listening to get their butt there at Heroes and Legends at the Fort Wayne Coliseum. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
See you, Kyle.
Yep, bye-bye.
Wow, I think that's my first call from Wisconsin.
Ever. Yeah, Kyle's a good fan. He's been down to, I think he's made almost all the shows except one.
Yeah, it sounded like he named off all of them except for one. So, but we're about out of time. So,
okay.
If you want to give the information again, the address and
All
that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. It's the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. It's this Sunday, April 9th. Doors open at 12 o'clock from 12 to 5. And meet all your favorite superstars. You know, I forgot to mention earlier, Robbie E. We got Kevin Thorne, Bushwhacker Luke, Matt Stryker, Madman Pondo, you know, even Angelina Love stopping in, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Rob Conway, Tracy Smothers. We've got all the great matches. You know, one we forgot to mention was Sugar Dunkerton versus Aldo Rose with the Bunny, Mr. Anderson and Cutler, Congo Ryback. We've got Kickaturo and Rod Street, probably going to be one of the coolest matches of the night. You know, also, woo, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. It is going to be an unbelievable night. Oh, yeah, almost my friends from Days of the Dead, they're bringing in Rory McAllister. He was one half of the Highlanders. It's just going to be an amazing event. That's at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, 4000 Parnell Avenue in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Your tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or any Ticketmaster location, or you can grab them day of the show at the box office. Check out HeroesAndLegendsWrestling.com for all the other information about the show, and we will see you on Sunday.
All right. Well, Jason, I want to thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, my friend.
You're very welcome, and maybe we can do this again in a couple months.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. You have a wonderful night, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, you too. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jason Maples, Heroes and Legends 8, this Sunday afternoon, Allen County War Memorial, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 5 o'clock bell time. I wouldn't miss this show if I were you. Unfortunately, I have to. That doesn't mean you do. So, for my guest, Jason Maples, this is Ace Diamond. Good night, everybody.